It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. As the social media platform TikTok continues to face intense scrutiny from Congress, one House representative from New York is stepping in to defend it. Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman has denounced efforts to ban the app in the U.S. He says and claims that China could use it to spy on U.S. citizens have been overblown and called attempts to ban it political fear-mongering. Representative Bowman joins us now. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You've been a rare voice in defense of this TikTok app, pointing out that Facebook did not get similar treatment even after it was found to have been used in voter manipulation efforts in 2016. Why do you make that comparison?
Well, it's not just about Facebook. It's about the entire social media ecosystem. There are issues with data privacy, safety, and security on all of platforms and throughout the entire Internet of Things. And it's something that many of us as users do not fully understand. I mean, there are data brokers who literally trade and sell our data to the highest bidder, whether it's private corporations or foreign adversaries. So we just need to broaden the conversation and write federal legislation that deals directly with the issue of data safety and security, as opposed to scapegoating TikTok because it's a Chinese-owned brand.
Congressman, when you first spoke out about TikTok last week, you called for regulation over just a blanket ban, and you're doing that now. Here's a clip from that news conference that you held.
Let's have a comprehensive conversation about legislation that we need, federal legislation, to make sure people who use social media platforms are safe and their information is secure.
Congressman, would you be specific and give us the kind of legislation that you have in mind that you'd like to see?
So I would like the option to opt out of my data being used anywhere or sold anywhere. Right now, we don't have that option. I would like, that's number one. Number two, I would like to be informed as to how my data is being used. We don't have that option either. Number three, similar but slightly different. These tech companies are now monopolies in our society with advertising infrastructure that's designed in a way that has destroyed local journalism and many local newspapers who depend on ad dollars to survive. There are so many problems with social media that we need to address. Those are just some of them. And those are some of the issues that I would like to see us tackle in Washington.
I'm confused about something. How can you tell a company that you go to and you're using their app to spread pictures, messages to other people, and they're collecting data on you? How can you tell them what to do with the information about yourself?
Why not? I mean, just because I post a picture of myself or my family on Facebook doesn't mean I want that information shared with private corporations who then use that information to target me for advertising or sales. Those two things don't have to be related. Me posting something publicly doesn't give someone the right to use it in any way they see fit. That's what's been happening since the advent of social media. That information has been kept from people, and that's the conversation I want to have so people can actually know how the information is being used. Listen, there are many people that still don't realize that Russia interfered in our 2016 election using Facebook, and Facebook knew it was happening in real time and allowed it to happen. There are many people who still don't know that. There are many people who don't know that in foreign countries, people use Facebook as their internet, and it has led to a rise in far-right extremism in terms of foreign countries and their leadership, and a genocide even in a place like Myanmar. There are many people who don't know that. We know how Trump used Twitter to help nurture and facilitate what happened on January 6, 2021. But there are so many other things that we are not informed about and we don't understand. And again, let's have a global conversation, because if you ban TikTok tomorrow, there's still data brokers doing God knows what with our data.
Congressman, I'm not so sure we know that some brick and mortars that are collecting information on us, we know what they're doing with their information. Because we sign up. We're memberships at different clubs and so forth where we shop. We go to drugstores and then, you know, you're a member of the program and they collect data on you. And sometimes you're surprised to know, okay, they're a purchase I made 6 months ago. They still have all this information on me.
Correct. Exactly. And that's why cybersecurity is such an issue in our society right now. Regardless of social media, we see school districts consistently attacked. We see local municipalities consistently attacked. Just a couple of weeks ago, there was a data breach on Capitol Hill that took the data of Capitol Hill employees and school districts. I want to emphasize this piece. Now that we have more technology in our schools, we have more students signing up to be a part of a particular curriculum or platform. Now our students are vulnerable to being targeted. So again, like let's broaden the conversation and talk about cybersecurity and exactly what's happening. Listen, Edward Snowden a few years ago tried to raise our attention on the issue of how much our phones are collecting from us, and NSA using that data or listening to that data or having the ability to do many things with that data. Everybody just went on with their lives because, again, it's so overwhelming to even think of this stuff. But those are the conversations we need to be having.
TikTok CEO testified before Congress last week. Did you hear anything that changed in his testimony that changed your mind, made you change your stance at all?
No. See, the issue is this. It's not even about TikTok, right? I mean, obviously, like all platforms, if TikTok poses a threat, they need to not only be held accountable, but we need to fix the problem. So nothing changed my mind, whether it's TikTok or the other platforms. We still need to have legislation to deal with it. The EU has legislation. They have national security legislation for the European Union. Why doesn't America have this legislation? So that hasn't changed my mind. Another thing I want to mention is this. You know, I've been using TikTok now, you know, a little over a year. I've used it more recently over the last 6 months. It's just a better platform than the others. And this reeks to me, and there's evidence to show this.
Congressman, I'm sorry, sir. We're out of time. We have to leave it there. Representing parts of Lower Westchester and the Bronx, Congressman Jamal Bowman. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you.